everybody, and welcome to another Insomniac session with me. Fuck. Since I can't sleep, I figured I would talk a little bit about Bioshock 2, which I finished, as well as Assassin's Creed 3, which I just started. So Bioshock 2, I'm not going to give any spoilers. I will, you know, hint out features of the game, but I'm not going to give out spoilers. The pros. One of the very first things about Bioshock 2 I liked better than Bioshock 1 was the hacking. I really didn't like that Pipe Dreams minigame that you had to play in order to hack machines. It A, took too long, and two, I mean, you have to have a very good mathematical brain to figure that stuff out. I have a pretty good mathematical IQ, but even I found it challenging. So I said, fuck it. On Bioshock 1 with hacking, but in Bioshock 2, I could hack every machine because they instead used a meter where you have to push the buttons and timing. You know when you play bowling or golf games and you're trying to get the right swing and the arm goes from one end to the other and you have to hit the perfect one? There was little zones that would either project it as a good hack or a bonus you could also get if the section was blue. Anyways, look it up, kids. That was my favorite part about Bioshock 2. However, that's kind of sort of where the compliments end. I thought the story of Bioshock 2 left me with a lot of, huh? Because a lot of stuff is not thoroughly explained. There's a lot of gaps in the story and of different characters. And the ending, I mean, yeah, you get the good ending, you get the bad ending. I also didn't like the fact that if you wanted to rescue little sisters, you had to get them to fetch Adam for you, and that's the Adam you would collect before you let them go. But if you wanted to harvest them, you would just harvest them. And I thought that kind of sucked. I also didn't understand why the original Big Daddy from the first Bioshock wasn't really in the game. The only thing that's in the game are Rosies and, you know, different versions of you, the main character, which is, you know, an Alpha and Delta Big Daddy. Your name is only known as Delta, and eventually they reveal your real name, but they never say that's who you really are. But as I said, there's tons and tons and tons of gaps in the story. Because the game takes place, about 8 years after the original Bioshock. I think 7 or 8 years after the original Bioshock. And somehow Rapture is still going. Somehow there are still splicers around. I mean, Rapture must have had enough food for these splicers to live, for all that extended time. I mean, the Bioshock games never mentioned that splicers don't need food and water to live. So that left me kind of confused also. It never explained what the fuck happened really between the end of the last game and this one. Or what the fuck happened to the original Big Daddies with the big, you know, with their giant heads. Which I thought looked really cool. I also didn't understand the transitions from the beginning of the story to the end of the story. I mean, it left me with a lot of questions about the game that I just didn't understand. And I picked up most of the journals in the game, so it's not because I missed or rushed through them. Oh, sorry, there was one more pro for the game before I go on. Automatic hacking darts. You had a gun that actually would remotely hack machines and cameras. I thought those were the shit because the game, the mini game that you play is a lot easier, and second, because you had auto hack darts, and the auto hack darts, although you couldn't carry more than 5 of them, came in really fucking handy and were not hard to find in the game. That made the game a lot more fun. As far as plasmids go, they're all pretty much almost the same, maybe with a little bit of difference between a couple of them. The weapon upgrade system was another thing I didn't like. I liked the fact that it was easier to find these weapon upgrade stations. They weren't as hidden as in the last game. But I will say that the upgrades to the guns didn't do shit. I mean, you upgrade a shotgun magazine, that's one upgrade. And instead of two upgrades per gun, you have three, which of course is always good. I mean, if you have another level to upgrade, it was good. But the problem is the third upgrades were really useless. Like, for instance, the rivet gun that you saw the Rosies have in the previous game just shot rivets at you, which, I mean, it's a tool. it's just a tool for putting steel plates on steel frames. But, I mean, in this game, it was a weapon, and it was a weapon that you could upgrade. The thing is, though, was the third and final upgrade for the rivet gun was, shooting rivets will increase heat and then will make, like, the splicers go on fire. Here's the thing. The splicers go on fire, yet they continue to attack me while they're burning to death. And I don't get that. And it was essentially a very, very, very useless upgrade. The third shotgun upgrade, for instance, machine gun upgrade, for instance, which the machine gun looked fucking ridiculous. I mean, I understand that the big daddies of this game, have bigger hands than humans, so they can't use human weapons. I totally understand that. But at the same time, you don't make the machine gun look fucking, fucking stupid. I mean, it was a four-barrel chain gun, essentially, or a four-barrel Gatling gun, which, I don't know, I just thought the design of that weapon was really lazy. And again, as I said, the third and final upgrade for that gun was ricochet, so that means if you miss, they're still gonna bounce off the walls. It's like, really? I did that upgrade? I never saw any use for the third upgrade in any other weapons, but you had to do them because otherwise you don't get the achievement for upgrading a full weapon. Story had a lot of gaps in it, and like I said, these upgraded guns, when you upgraded like for damage increase or any of that stuff, it really didn't feel like you were doing more damage to the characters. I mean, I'm shooting my machine gun at things, and although I'm using the right ammo for the right character, splicers don't like anti-personal rounds. I use anti-personal rounds and have my gun updated, yet I still wind up shooting more than 10 rounds of anti-personal rounds into a splicer before he or she dies. Same with armor-piercing bullets. I'm shooting at the Rosies and Alphas with fucking armor-piercing bullets, and my gun's upgraded to deal more damage, and well, it didn't really help that much. I mean, I didn't kill them any faster. The easiest way I found to kill those huge beasts was just to drill them to death. And that was a weapon I never bothered upgrading, because I didn't really care about melee attacks that much. And what else did I like? Same with the bots. When you shot the bots with upgraded weapons, again, and you're using the right ammo for that corresponds to them, not much of a difference. And I thought that was kind of shitty. I almost thought that was a mistake. The other thing that stood out that I really, really didn't like was, again, your wallet was limited. I don't know why they did this again. First of all, since when does a Rosie have a wallet? Or since when does a Big Daddy have a wallet? All right, like, does it have rivets in it too? Anyways, and your limit was, it's a whole $100 more. And I never want to, again, I could have collected $1,000 and not spent it on anything because everything else was so abundant. So again, I don't know why they uselessly put that in the game. I will never understand that. What else didn't I like about it other than the story? The final sequence of the game is very anticlimactic. It's really, disappointing and really not not as exciting as the ending of the other game. I mean, there wasn't some huge final boss battle. You just go through this gauntlet of, you know, spliced brutes, which, again, if you upgraded your weapons, it doesn't do shit at all. They're flooded in water, and I'm shocking the water, and they're only, electrified for a couple of seconds instead of actually dying and dealing heavy damage to them. It doesn't do shit. What else was it? Oh, yeah, the research. In the first Bioshock, you could do research, and it would, after you took the picture, it would stop, tell you your grade, and see what level you've unlocked as far as the research goes on that character. In this Bioshock, it does the same thing, but it doesn't hold the frame of the picture you just took. It literally goes through this thing where you have to hit record. You're essentially recording a video of you killing it. And you have to do that within a certain amount of, you know, seconds. I'm pumping armor-piercing rounds on a fucking Big Daddy, and this thing's not going down, and then it doesn't give me the grade for it or anything afterwards. You couldn't take pictures anymore of characters when they're dead and still get a grade for it, which I thought was cool. Although you got a penalty for it, I was okay with it. But again, that was something they took out and replaced it with a complexified system. You couldn't carry nearly as many health upgrade kits. While you did get enough Adam to upgrade your health and Eve quite high, actually, because if you harvested all the little sisters, then, or little girls, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, then you could get enough Adam to basically upgrade yourself quite high and get, you know, the plasmids that you usually can find. And that was my other problem. Half the plasmids you gotta buy. The other half of the plasmids that you require for the story are there. But, again, very anticlimactic. Not really that much fun. And overall, I really felt like the game was rushed. I thought the writing in it was really subpar. I thought, again, the story had too many holes in it for me. It's like, okay, are you going to explain all the shit in another game? Or, well, which I hope they don't, because I've quite frankly had enough of Rapture, and I like the city of Columbia a lot better in Bioshock Infinite than I like the city of Rapture. Overall, I thought Bioshock 2 was really disappointing. I know it's Matt's favorite. Matt, I have no fucking idea how this is your favorite one. I guess you like, you know, storyline gaps and confusing origins that are never really explained and whatnot. So, fuck. What are you gonna do? What else was there about the game? That's pretty much it. I'm gonna do another audio boo for the other game that I'm playing. Actually, no, I'll just do it, bun a little long in here. So yeah, Bioshock 2, don't like it as much as Bioshock 1, despite the fact that some features in Bioshock 2 are great improvements over Bioshock 1, but there's only two improvements, and everything else was done really shitty. The Andrew Ryan parts that were in this shot, I'm like, wait a minute, like, are these recordings of Andrew Ryan, like, after, before? Again, doesn't really explain it, because Andrew Ryan sounds slightly different. He looks and sounds younger in the recordings. But again, the game is 7 or 8 years after the original Bioshock. So again, left me scratching my head quite a bit, like I'm doing right now. Because as I'm recalling it, it doesn't really make much sense. As a standalone game, I didn't think it was that much of an improvement. It was certainly easier to play, but the weapon upgrades did absolutely fuck all. And that really, really bothered me. When I upgraded a weapon in the first Bioshock, it made a big fucking difference. And I mean a really big difference. And in the other game, it just didn't. It really didn't. And now to the game that I'm playing next, which I'm not sure I'm going to finish because it's giving me Metal Gear Solid 4 flashbacks, is Assassin's Creed 4. Sorry, Assassin's Creed 3, not Assassin's Creed 4. Assassin's Creed 3 is one of the prettiest games I've ever seen, and there's a lot of detail in the game. However, the game much like Metal Gear Solid, features a fucking, at least in the beginning parts of the mat, features like a fucking 2-minute cutscene for every 3 minutes of gameplay. And I really, really don't like too many cutscenes in my games. I mean, you accept mission. Keep in mind that I've never played an Assassin's Creed before at this point. I never played the first two, or Brotherhood, as I never garnered enough interest for them. But I decided to give this one a shot because my friend lent it to me, and the steelbook case for it is actually really, really pretty. But as far as the game goes, it's a tad boring for me. But I am going to keep playing it because I want to get at least up to the part where he becomes native. I'll wait until I get to that point. I'm going to trek on a little bit further in this game. But for right now, it's really starting up at a very slow pace. I mean, I had to assassinate one person and survive a boat trip across the Atlantic before I saw the opening credits of Assassin's Creed. That was about half an hour of gameplay that I spent before seeing the opening credits. And that to me is a really bad omen. That, well, what I am going to play for the rest of this game seems kind of boring. But I don't know, I'll leave my judgment of that until later. Maybe the game picks up later. I'm willing to give it a fair shot. Although I didn't pay for this game, it was lent to me, but I really, really, I'm not disappointed with Assassin's Creed. I'm playing Assassin's Creed with just nothing positive and nothing negative. I'm just curious what all the hoopla is about, and that's why I'm playing. That's why I played Metal Gear Revengeance, just because I wanted to know what the big whoop was about. But that game was, again, every time there's like a 5-minute cutscene for like every 10 minutes of gameplay, and I really don't like that. I hope GTA 5 doesn't do that, because if it does, guess what my game of the year is? It ain't going to be GTA 5. If GTA 5 fucks up on any features or anything like that, sorry, it's not going to be my game of the year for 2013. I'm just because I'm a GTA fan doesn't mean that I think every GTA game is good. I mean, GTA Advanced was a piece of shit. The story in it was a piece of shit. GTA Chinatown Wars was boring. Also, I mean, top-down GTAs just didn't work very well past the year 2000. I'm sorry. Ever since 3 came out, you really can't go back to the top-down GTA. You really can't. That's considered vintage. That's like taking Duke Nukem 3D, or taking the first-person shooter Duke Nukem, and going back to making a platforming game. Although I'm very sure there's some people that would really like that. But anyways, I'm running out of time here. So, in conclusion, Bioshock 2. I like Bioshock 1 better. But although Bioshock 2 has two features that I really, really, really loved. Sorry, three features I really loved. But it didn't cut the mustard in the end. I thought the ending was even more confusing. Well, not so much that the ending was more confusing. It didn't feel nearly as rewarding as the previous one. Anyways, so until then, I bid you fidwell. Toodles!